Belted kingfishers are solitary, defending a territory year-round and only relaxing their loner habits to form pairs during the nesting season. They often fish from a perch, and their tiny feet allow them to sit on rather small twigs and wires when those give the best view of the water. They can also fly low over the water watching for food, or hover in place for many seconds watching the water below. After catching prey in their bill, they carry it to a perch and pound it over and over. This stuns it, serves to break off any fishy spines or the pincers of various crustaceans, and helps the kingfisher figure out which end is the head. That's the end that will go down the hatch first. Interestingly, baby kingfishers can digest the bones and scales of fish, but lose this ability around the time they're ready to leave the nest. The vast majority of belted kingfishers nest in burrows excavated into shoreline banks. A typical nest begins with a tunnel at least 30 inches long and often much longer. The weirdly tiny feet of kingfishers are unusual in another way, too. They're syndactyl, that is, the outer toes are partially fused. This foot design makes it pretty much impossible for kingfishers to walk. They shuffle in and out of their nest burrow, hardly shifting position at all while perched, and otherwise move about by flying. But many ornithologists suggest that the foot design is perfect when the birds are excavating their burrows. They use their massive bill to break up the soil and their thickened feet to shovel the loosened soil out of the entrance. Year-round, kingfishers are as secretive and protective about their best fishing holes as human anglers. Accounts I've read emphasize the dramatic chases that kingfishers engage in when defending a territory, and I've seen that a lot myself over the years. But I've never happened to be in the right place at the right time to see a triumphant kingfisher return to his perch after one of these chases until Russ and I were on Jekyll Island in Georgia a couple of weeks ago. We must have been there right at the peak of fall migration for kingfishers, and my guess is that one particular guy had found a perfect spot that he was planning on holding as a winter territory, but many of the other kingfishers passing through were also noticing how ideal it seemed. I don't think I've ever been anywhere where so many kingfishers were contending for real estate before. The one who seemed to win these interchanges would alight on the same perch each time and continue to call loudly facing whichever direction he chased off the last bird from while opening his wings wide. His wings didn't appear the least bit wet, so I suspect this was just his way of looking as big and bold as he could, like a macho 50s pop singer in full chase, rattle, and brawl mode. The birds of North America account for the belted kingfisher notes in the communication section that when threatened, kingfishers may scream, spread their wings, and raise their white eye spots. So I'd hardly discovered anything new, but seeing and photographing it for the first time ever was thrilling nonetheless. I love getting to spend time with kingfishers in Texas and Florida in midwinter when they are most abundant. Unfortunately, even then they're camera shy. I've taken bazillions of photos of them from a distance, but have a miserable time trying to get close enough for really good shots. That's okay. Every encounter with kingfishers is fun and exciting, and even after paying attention to them for almost 40 years now, I'm still noticing and photographing new things about them. I expect I'll be looking forward to seeing my next kingfisher as long as I live. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.